All right. Fantastic start to the morning. Hour number two begins. 7:07 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got top stories, a lot to get to. Just a friendly reminder that we were here for you then. We're here for you now. We're talking about 97.3 The Sky. We've been through the thick of it with you in terms of awful weather, hurricanes blowing our way. Well, we're still here with you. Sky Storm Watch, thanks to Area Rug Masters, Radiant Credit Union, and Best Restoration, the Masters of Disasters. So we got you covered. I'm looking out in the Atlantic. There is no action right now, none in the Caribbean, and that is a good thing. And we'll keep an eye on it. If anything should even begin to develop, you know we'll be all over it for you. All right. And happy to be, by the way. What does the moon landing have to do with Babe Ruth? I'll explain. But first, we're rich. We're bloody rich, I say. Okay. Stock soared on Tuesday following strong earnings reports and remarks from U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessin indicating the U.S. could soon reach a new peace deal with Iran. Boy, milk that chicken for all it's worth, right, Scott? Okay. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed over 1,000 points. I mean, look, they all finished high. It's all big. It's all good. Which, when you're, mildly paranoid like I can be from time to time, especially when it comes to finances and money, you're kind of like, yeah, what goes up can come down. But for now, we're all rich. And wait till you get to the age where you might want to start cashing in some of that, or need to cash in some of that if you've been fortunate or wise enough to be able to, you know, put some of that aside, say in a 401k, which I have been very, very blessed and fortunate to have been able to do. But it's funny. It's like, yeah, this is your money. And you look it up and you're like, yeah, that's a lot of money. And they're like, well, you know, you didn't do a Roth. So you got to consider the taxes coming out. And you're like, okay, well, it's still not bad. How about if I buy like a house? I'm going to buy a little cabin. And they're like, well, how about this? You know, why don't you take some of the money and use it for a down payment? Okay. Oh, but the best way to do that is via loan. So you got to pay yourself back at like 7% interest. I'm like, wait a second. I thought that was my money. And yeah, I'm beyond 59 and a half. So yeah, I thought, well, it's my money. Yeah, nothing is that straightforward anymore. Just a heads up for you. Just a heads up. But hey, let's not complain. Things could be far worse when it comes to everything economically, in the market and all that. And I clearly, the Republicans have a messaging problem. Why is it that, you know, Trump only gets like a 40% approval, 42% approval rating when it comes to the economy? The economy is doing so much better than that, and he's not getting any credit for it. And that means, you know, that leaves a hole. That means that people have been told, oh, the economy's not so good. It's unaffordable. You'll never be able to buy a house. And it's that kind of thing that pushes them toward, well, what is the answer? Oh, don't compete in the marketplace. Just give up and vote for socialism. And by the way, it is giving up. There's no doubt about it. And the only thing that you know, communism and socialism has ever provided, yeah, they don't spread out the wealth. It was Churchill said this a long time ago. Yeah, it doesn't spread out the wealth. All that does is spread out the misery because your economy will plummet. This is kind of basic economics 101. How come younger people don't know this? And I'm talking about educated young people, some with multiple degrees. How come they don't know that? That is so basic.
So they teach history?
Well, don't they teach economics? What would they say? Well, you know, economics, this, you know, this whole thing, this commercialism, consumerism and all that. Yeah, socialism is really the way to go. They could never defend that in the classroom, although they try to brainwash you into it, but they can't actually defend it. where has it worked? Where is it effective? Where have people's lives, the quality of life, has gone up for everybody? It hasn't.
And we see these people, and I've commented on it so many times, they're promoting the agenda, this socialist mentality or the lefty mentality, while they've already made their success through capitalism.
Yes.
A lot of hypocrisy going on there. We get that from Hollywood a lot.
Yeah, and they have to be careful, because what happens is you could help to usher in this new thing, this Democratic Socialist Party. But, you know, if they gain enough power, you know who they're going to get rid of? The rich people who have basically they turn out to be your useful idiots. They get rid of them and they take their wealth, and then you either don't exist literally or you don't exist financially anymore.
Yeah.
And history proves me correct on that at every turn. And I still, for the life of me, can't understand. You know, young people, you can disagree on a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's opinion based. When it comes to economics, it's really not. And, you know, capitalism has lifted everybody's quality of life in a huge way. Again, I'm sorry if this sounds old, but if you live in poverty in the United States, you probably have a quality of life that exceeds about 70% of the rest of the world's population. You've got to give that some thought.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at your own life and you try to measure things that way. Well, gosh, the guy down the street's got a big house, got two cars, got this, got a maid, got a pool, all that. Okay. Well, somehow socialism's going to give you those things. If you believe that, you're crazy.
Because with those things, he's got a mortgage and finance and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And worked his butt off,
yes,
possibly, to get himself in that situation. So, yeah, it's, I don't know how you sell that. I guess the only way you sell that to people is you say, you're going to get free stuff, free stuff, free stuff, and don't you worry your little heads about how it's going to be paid for. And furthermore, if it does have to be paid for, don't worry, it'll be by people who have a lot more than you. The problem is, with that kind of theory, the wealth of those who do actually have it becomes pretty temporary.
Yeah.
That wealth starts to dissipate. I don't know what else to say about it, but obviously this midterm election is going to be huge, and everybody who voted for Donald Trump at least once definitely needs to go and support the Republican candidates during the midterm. Because do you really, if you think returning back to Democrat leadership is not a good thing, well, you haven't seen anything yet, because look how radical they get with every cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden was elected because they cheated. But I mean, he won the he won the nod of the Democrats back in the day because he appeared to be the most normal. Well, guess what? He turned out to be a real hardcore lefty, or at least, you know, absent allowing lefties to take over, AutoPen, et cetera.
But you called that during the debate.
Yeah. The thing is now, Greg.
Yeah.
Being the most normal is appearing to be the most normal is not going to win.
No.
Maybe appearing to be the most radical.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, Bernie Sanders, you know, he still has an incredible level of influence.
I don't get it.
Over the Democrat Party. I mean, hopefully they'll just, like, eat each other.
Yeah, you hope.
You know, but, yeah. All right. Oh, what does the moon landing have to do with Babe Ruth? Well, there's actually a Cubs center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong, and he's going in on a conspiracy theory, that the baseball legend Babe Ruth is a storybook character and never existed in real life. Like some people believe the moon landings are fake.
You've got somebody that plays ball.
They've got photographic evidence of Babe Ruth. Have you been to the Hall of Fame like I have in Cooperstown, New York? It's all right there. And I also have my dad as an eyewitness, who was born in 1914, and went to many a baseball game, including as a kid watching Ty Cobb play.
That'd be like working for NASA and saying we didn't go to the moon. I mean,
yes,
he's a ball player.
Yeah,
you're in the same sport.
He said it. This is going to be crazy. He admitted as he launched into the topic, but Babe Ruth never existed. Yep.
Okay.
And
wow.
And I don't know who started, but maybe it was another baseball player. And probably, you know, maybe they were relaxing with some, you know...
medicinal or natural substances?
Yeah, something grown.
And somebody said something and it
grew. And then it just, spiraled from there, I guess. So that's a new one for you. Yep.
No Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth never existed.
Wow. So all that video, nothing.
The 14 hot dogs that he ate at every game, that's just made up. It's all made up. The Bambino was a Shambino. 716 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. My. All right, your turn. Call in now. What's bugging you? What's irritating you? What's on your mind? Air it out. Get it off your chest and feel better. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next. You heard the announcer. Call now. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 722, and it's time for What's Bugging You. So call in now, 877-975-9825, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Let's get to it. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey. What's bugging me, I don't know why we have to go round and round and round about these trans playing in the women's leagues. You said just a little bit ago, the women have their own leagues. Why don't we create a league for these Twinkies, for these trans? Create their own league. And that eliminates the whole conversation, all the fighting, all the arguing. Give them their own league. That's what's bugging me, guys. Have a great day.
No, that kind of thing has been brought up. Is there enough to form any sort of league, whether it's at the professional, collegiate, or, you know, younger, grade school even? Mm-hmm. And then what do? If you're transitioning, you could be sponsored by, say, a snack cake, like you said, like
Hostess.
Twinkies.
Yeah, Hostess, Ding-Dongs.
Or Twinkies, Ding-Dongs.
All those,
Or no Ding-Dongs, or I don't know how that would work.
Pick your team.
But, now what do? If you're transitioning from male to female... That would be one league, and then female to male could be a different. See how it gets complicated right away? That's why we try to simplify it and say biological males.
Yes.
If you were born as a biological male, regardless of what you did to yourself or somebody did to you ever since, if you were born that way, you shall not compete in women's sports.
Simple. That's why they started women. They didn't always have women's sports. Do we forget that as well? I mean...
And they needed to be protected
yes.
because competing with males physically could be not good for you. And also, so that they could have a fair playing field, so that they could experience winning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But then a dude comes along.
Yeah.
Gets all the awards.
Yep.
That's not fair.
No. Well, it's not right.
No, it's not.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me, you'd probably call this one of those first world problems. But every time I use those protein powders and try to mix it in with milk, it's just a gigantic mess. It never. I use forks, I use spoons, I try the whisk, I try the blender, and it just never mixes in properly. it's struggling.
I don't know what you're doing wrong. I've been drinking protein-based drinks all of my adult life, for sure.
Yeah.
And... you use one of those things like a ninja, one of those things.
A little, yeah, that's what we use.
If you can't get that, if you can't get that to mix, I don't know what you're doing wrong.
Or is the brand?
Well, sometimes the quality of the protein powder itself, the easier it dissolves. Generally, it's just a general rule. The better quality that it is, it should blend fairly easily. But no, it's not going to do it with a spoon. It's not necessarily quick.
No. So you're calling Mark cheap? That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying he doesn't have the. Just like every other thing that us men try to endeavor into, you have to have the proper tool. And the proper tool would be like that, the ninja type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very effective. I mix some fruit in there, a little bit of ice, and usually some high protein or low fat milk or something. I don't know. And it's usually delicious.
Well, we have all experienced that, and it is irritating. You're like, You don't want to chew on it because then it's dry on the inside.
Chalky,
yes.
And nasty. Oh,
that's awful.
Yeah. But when you sip one of my protein shakes, you're like, wow, that's good.
You should start your own line.
Now you're thinking.
See?
Sounds like work, though.
Oh.
Slim again. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. What's really getting to me right now is my bad luck I'm having. You know, first it was the plumbing, a vehicle problem, now carpenter ants, and now my air conditioner died, and last night sure got hot, guys, and that's what's bugging me.
When it rains,
no money to fix it. Take care.
Yeah. So he called in the other day with some issues. Yeah, when it rains, it pours, literally, yeah. And the AC going out.
In August in Florida? Oh. Yeah.
That's probably why he's up early calling, because you can't sleep.
Yeah.
All right, last chance, 877-975-9825.
Not feeling good sucks.
That's what's bugging you?
That's what's bugging me, because I'm still nowhere near 100%, but I'm here. But it still bugs me that I don't feel good.
We appreciate the effort. Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? It's like just walking around in your daily doing your business, you don't really think about it, you know, how fortunate or blessed you are to be a healthy person until, you know, something waylays you and hurts you. And it doesn't have to be debilitating. I mean, you don't have to lose a leg to feel miserable. And so you feel miserable. And I think part of it actually maybe is to help us to appreciate, you know, when we are feeling good, to say, hey, if that's all I get today is just feeling okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, it beats the alternative.
It's all about your attitude. And an attitude of gratitude goes a long way, my friends.
And if anybody knows about attitude, it's Bob Rose.
727 on the Bob Rose Show. Sorry for the folks at last minute calling in. Just a little late. We apologize. We'll get you next time, or we'll get you later. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Let's make it an awesome morning. What do you say? 7:33 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here in your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Tell me some of your top stories. We are really getting close to peace. I mean, really, really, really close.
Haven't we said that before?
A time or two. I don't know.
A time or two.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. It may have been said. I don't know. I don't catch everything all the time.
Days. I didn't know maybe things changed, but apparently
not. Oh, things have changed.
Oh, they have?
Yo.
Oh.
This is their last chance.
Oh.
This is their last chance.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
So you didn't miss much.
It's like a soap opera. You can not watch it for 6 months, and you join back in, and you don't miss a thing.
Isn't that comforting?
Not really.
Kind of.
Yeah,
no?
Maybe not.
You were never really a fan. You weren't unemployed enough to really delve into the soaps. You got to be unemployed once in a while.
Oh, depending what shift I work. I watched the General Hospital. I watched the Luke and Laura
wedding. Luke and Laura?
I did.
Hey, you're dating yourself,
man. That was up there with Who Shot JR and Americana.
I don't even remember any of those. I was just a baby.
Oh,
and a liar. All right. Marco Rubio, though, he doesn't lie. Secretary of State, he said Tuesday negotiations aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz have made progress and could produce an agreement soon. Oh, I love that.
Soon is good.
Mom, Dad, when can I get a new bike? Soon, son. You'll get it soon.
Uh-huh.
On my birthday? We'll see. Soon is just a replacement for we'll see.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I know we'll see eventually.
Yeah, Sherlock.
I mean, yeah. Like, I didn't take that nonsense from my parents even back in the day. It's like, don't give me that we'll see baloney.
It means nothing.
No. Yeah. And I knew it, and I called him out on it. And it worked out, and I got that bike sooner rather than later.
Look at you.
Soon. You'll get it soon. You're going to get peace soon. Actually, apparently his words carry enough weight. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, that a deal could come as early as today. Mm. Well, you saw what the stock market did. It went bonkers.
Yeah.
Yay! We're all rich.
Again.
Yeah, we're all rich again.
We'll lose it Friday, but we're rich
good
today.
Luck getting to that money.
Yeah.
why is Social Security not in the lockbox, but my 401k seems to be?
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I want to know.
That's a good question.
No, I'm not complaining, and the market is always going to have its ups and downs, but mm-hmm. if you separate any 15-year period at any point along the way, you will see growth. And so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, look, if you bought, gold when it was whatever, $200 an ounce, God bless you. That's yeah. awesome. But I think I know they tell you otherwise. I just feel like it's a little too late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It might be good as sort of a backup.
Or an ex, yeah, a little
put
extra
some in there.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right.
And I'm not saying it's going to go down. I have no stinking idea of any of that stuff. You just
make stuff up.
You just pray.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than anything.
Yeah,
you believe your blessings come from the Lord or not.
Yeah, good point.
Some of us do, some of us don't. Mm-hmm. Some of us say they do, and then we behave otherwise. But anyway, all right, so it's good news. We'll take it. We'll have the optimism. But when you say as early as today, you set expectations, and what happens when expectations are not met? A sense of disappointment. So be careful, because a lot of people aren't wanting to get on that roller coaster anymore. Mm-mm. No, we'll sit this one out. We kind of know how it goes.
Yeah.
It goes click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, these health spas are popping up everywhere. New York posted a piece on it. And some of these places, now, I'm not talking about that, what's the word I'm looking for, of unique care where, it's easy to get an appointment. You usually pay cash or credit card. You don't go through insurance. There's a term for that.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily talking about those kinds of places. Generally speaking, those kinds of places are usually run pretty well because your clientele has certain expectations.
Right.
But apparently in New York City and some other places, some of these so-called spas are popping up everywhere where they do, other things. Like, say you want the... You want something done with your
skin,
Botox, for instance.
Okay.
All right. So apparently, 27-year-old Elizabeth Barron arrived at the Lifestyle Center in Riverdale, New York, for an NAD4 injection. NAD4 injection.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a popular anti-aging molecule that's become highly sought after treatment at med spas. It's legal, but not necessarily FDA approved. Therapy has been touted by some celebrities like Hailey Bieber, Kendall Jenner, for its ability to repair DNA. Yeah, whenever I want to, talk about something that's anti-aging, I go to the 20 or 30 somethings for advice.
Right.
It's like, no.
They don't know anything about aging.
No. Show me some old hag that's like 97.
And looks 23.
Exactly.
Now you're talking.
Exactly. We're talking credibility then. Anyway,
besides, if the Jenner chicks are using it, you're just going to get a big butt.
Ooh.
See?
Or you might lose something.
Don't want to know.
If your last name is Jenner. The clinic was run by Luis Rojas Cabrera, a man who claimed that he held a doctor's license in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, one of those.
He allegedly admitted in the aftermath of the tragedy that unfolded while receiving her IV treatment, she went into cardiac arrest. Rushed to the hospital, but unfortunately pronounced dead. Her death has shined a light on this booming medical spa industry where clients can book lunchtime body contouring treatments, discounted injectables with hard-to-pronounce names, and beauty-boosting IV drips that promise to burn fat and cure hangovers, which has become, as the industry has grown, increasingly unregulated. That wasn't necessarily what happened to that woman is necessarily the fault of the doctor per se. There are certain things that can occur. But if you're not a highly trained professional like a doctor or, a nurse practitioner or a PA, you don't know all the things to look for. And you certainly might not be able to react quick enough to somebody who is clearly having a seizure or something like that.
A lot of these places that use some of those have to be under the umbrella of a doctor or a PA. It doesn't mean they're on site.
Correct.
And a lot of these things are not natural. It gets really messy. It really can.
And so why does it even exist, Greg?
Money, money, money.
I didn't even have to show you the money sign. No. You knew it.
Oh, yeah.
The market is projected to be worth, there's this market of this kind of spa type thing. Mm-hmm. It's projected to be a staggering $47 billion market over the next 5 years.
Because nobody wants to get old.
Yeah, we got to open up one of those shops tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do you need? Need a wet vac, some duct tape? It can't be that hard. No, here's where the problem is. The oversight of these businesses becomes complex. And you kind of mentioned that, like, well, are they a physician-owned LLC? Is it a partnership?
Right.
Is there a doctor on site or not? If there's not a doctor on site, who are the trained professionals that are there?
Right.
You know, and what do they know? So there's loopholes that exist, and that allows the hiring of quote-unquote medical directors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so part of the problem is you don't have the expertise, and then if something bad happens, then who do you hold accountable?
Right.
And that's, so that's part of the problem as well. But I think it's like so many other things. If it's cheap,
yeah,
beware.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it is, you know, really inexpensive, you know, and it's...
Or the newest fad. There's people that jump on these things that they don't have any long-term history. You don't know what the background is on them.
First thing you do is you tell all your friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, man, this is the latest thing. I've heard so much about it, blah, blah, blah. And you kind of easily talk them into it.
So if their face falls off, don't do it.
They're the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And you just lay, you watch and you go, okay. Oh, that seemed all right.
Uh-huh.
You know, part of it is they don't even like the application of some of the stuff like Botox. They don't even know how to correctly do it.
Right.
Talk to somebody who's had like a bad experience.
Oh, yeah.
It's not pretty to say the least. So anyway, buyer beware. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if these are great deals and you're like, how come the doctor down the street doesn't offer those kind of deals? Because he's a doctor and he's down the street.
He knows better, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, beware of this kind of thing, and this is an age group, you know, even the 20-year-olds.
I know.
Which I don't completely get. Some say, what is it? If you start doing like the fillers and other things when you're younger,
mm-hmm.
it has a better effect or a longer lasting effect. I know there is something that actually backs that theory up. I guess I don't know that much about it. I just, you know, you and I are gifted with these wonderful, beautiful faces that are, you know, made for radio.
Absolutely.
But
yes.
Some of the best in radio.
Absolutely.
That's what you got to say.
Yeah.
We're some of the least ugliest people in radio.
Because we've seen them. And we're just not naming names. Just saying.
All right. Oh, speaking of medical stuff, a woman says several spiders crawled on her leg while she was around a campfire.
Ooh.
This ended not in a good way. Mother of four reportedly recovering after a suspected spider bite led to surgery, serious infections, and weeks-long hospital stay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Brittany Miller near Wichita was sitting around a campfire with her husband and kids. They're out at the lake, and several spiders crawled on her and apparently bit her. So 4 days later, you know, something's irritating you. Maybe it's swelling up a little bit. And then finally you go, ooh, this is starting to hurt. Becomes swollen and painful, you know, right on the calf.
Ugh.
Which I don't know what it is about bugs that can find that calf.
They know.
So she went and got medical care. And she said it kept swelling. It was like, it felt like a fire. And it was shooting down my leg. And she was admitted to the hospital in Wichita, underwent surgery. Her treatment was complicated, though, by existing blood clotting disorders that she had previously.
Oh, my goodness. That's not
and
good.
Then some liver problems and allergies to certain medications. Well, you know what? She's waiting on a liver transplant. That's
wow.
How much damage was done. Now,
that's
not typical of spider bites, but they can do a lot of damage, and apparently there's brown recluses and black widows. They're venomous, of course, and they are very commonly found in Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, all right. Hopefully Toto will be okay.
Oh, yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick right here on 97.3 The Sky. Rise and shine to the sound of the synthesizer. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. There's plenty to discuss. We'll also ask her about what she thinks about, you know, in Michigan, as that race for Senate between the Democrat candidates, that Abdul Al-Sayed and his opponent, seems to be a dead heat. And they haven't called it yet. So, yeah, we'll ask about that. And there's so many other pressing things we need to deal with. I just saw this. Flox AI cameras apparently have misread over 70% of license plates. Now, they will tout that they can get the identity of a car like 92% or more of the time. Yeah, that's great. But as far as reading tags, and it came to light because some guy kept getting pulled over claiming he had stolen the car he was driving. No, it was his car. And when they actually looked at the tag, it was different than what the AI camera had read. Apparently, they've turned like a 7 and a 1 can sometimes appear the same to the AI, and also was a 9. Actually, in this case, it actually was interpreted as a 9, but it actually was an 8 on the license plate. And, of course, that makes a lot of difference. So more scrutiny of the Flock cameras, and I don't know that it's going to go away anytime soon. And we'll stay on top of that. A man was arrested with a cache of weapons in his home and vehicle Sunday, Rancho Palos Verdes in California. President Donald Trump was about to visit the golf club. Fox News reported that the man allegedly had been walking the golf course grounds, taking photos, videos, appearing to monitor security planning activities. The man, 38-year-old Janine John Tale, taken into custody by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies. They patted him down and discovered a 16-round magazine loaded with hollow point ammunition in his pocket. They then searched his car and found a loaded pistol with a round chambered, along with another loaded magazine containing hollow point ammunition. The reason I keep saying hollow point is most people who target shoot don't burn up their hollow points. They're more expensive and generally used more of a self-defense type application. All right, so that's why they keep mentioning that, you know, he wasn't on the way to the range, per se. Houston Public Media noted that law enforcement also searched Tail's home and found another rifle, a pistol, body armor, and more ammunition. The investigation into his conduct is ongoing. The Secret Service, of course, is involved. And That's from a legal perspective. You know, you can't say we think you had certain intent. Now, apparently they did grab some notebooks that have some disturbing things in them. But unless they are a direct threat, I'm not sure exactly how you can treat that whole thing. You can't say, you know, you tried to take out a president, even though that very well could be and probably was what he wanted to do. But, you know, you can't prosecute somebody for what they want to do because we'd all be in prison by now. No, but seriously, I think when you have, if you have a threat, if you can find the threat written somewhere and he has the wherewithal to do it, in other words, he has the weapons to pull it off, he has the ability to be, you know, like on site where the president was supposed to be in a couple of days.
Right.
So, What do you charge him with?
Yeah, but how many average people just decide to go figure out the security details and schedules and
you know what I know. He's guilty, but it doesn't work that way.
No, I get it.
So what can they? What do they get him on? I was telling everybody that look, if you if you've got some things that he's written that are of a direct threatening nature,
then you have conspiracy to commit a crime.
Yeah. But that's what you have to have. You have to have some of those things. They're not saying what was in the notebooks. They said what was in there. I guess from somebody leaked out said they were disturbing, and that's until we find out more. And if they decide to release it, you know, those things work, right?
Yeah,
sometimes we never get to see some of the documentation. But anyway, it's if President Trump is taking it seriously, so seriously that you know how he loves to talk about any topic all the time. He was very brief when he was talking to one of the Fox News reporters, Gallagher. He was asking him about that threat.
You can tell when he doesn't go somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot there, but he's not going.
Yeah, he said, well, you know, he kind of paused. He said, well, you know, some say because, you know, I'm a president of consequence. In other words, they go after the ones that are actually making a difference, making things happen.
I get it.
There's some truth to that. And then he was pretty much done with that topic. He didn't go into it because he knows.
Sure.
I think about this job day in and day out. There are people that want to do great harm to him. Thank goodness, you know, none of them will ever even attempt to carry anything like that out. But how many does it take?
And what a contrast to his public life before politics. I mean, he was a hero to both sides. He could go anywhere, had respect, admiration. Everybody wanted their picture taken with him. I mean, yeah, he had security just because he's a billionaire and there's always risk. But boy, what a difference this has made.
This just in. The president said it's their last chance for Iran to make a deal. Marco Rubio said some positive things that makes you believe something could happen. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, he even said the deal could be done as early as today. Wow. Okay. That would be outstanding.
Yeah,
but again, okay, so you come to an agreement. Will they really follow through with the agreement? I mean,
have they ever?
They've been targeting folks even while, you know, Rubio's out there saying, yeah, we got to, you know, it's almost a done deal. And they're still out there targeting and firing things and using drones. Like,
wow.
So,
yeah,
unless there is still some sort of major disconnect between some powers in the IRGC and their ability to launch some things and the people that are actually, you know, talking to the president, which he says it's direct communication. Of course, they deny it and even mentioned how they deny it, but it's going on.
But are you really in charge when they're over there doing their own thing and firing on boats and using drones and whatever? Are you really in charge?
That's what happens when you have this, you know, this cult-like system in place. That, you know, it is, you know, you take the vow or whatever, never surrender type thing. Mm-hmm. Never, ever surrender. And that's why they don't say out loud that they're actually talking about, that they're talking to the president, because they don't even want to admit that.
Wow. I don't trust him.
Crazy, kooky world. Maybe Congresswoman Kat Kama can make some sense of it. She's pretty good at doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And she is going to join us coming up in about now 5 or 6 minutes. So don't you go anywhere. And if you do go somewhere and you don't catch the interview, you know you've got the Bob Rose Show podcast. You search for the Bob Rose Show wherever you normally get your podcast, and then you click on follow. It really is that easy. Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeart, you know. Kat Kama, Congresswoman, next.